Happy Friday, ladies and gents. I hope that all of you had a wonderful, wonderful week, and I hope that you're smiling and staying safe and staying healthy and all of that good stuff. And this week for me, it was particularly hard. You know, I'm very, very tired and worn out, to say the least, you know, especially with this job that I have. But this is just kind of like my way, of course, I guess, of starting today's topic. But anyway, I am still like actively seeking work in the journalism field. And I have the numbers pulled up like right in front of me. I have applied for nearly over 100 different journalism positions online, and that includes in person as well, if I can. So that's just kind of like where I'm at right now. And I've been actively seeking it because I'm just mentally like drained and worn out. And I'm sure, you know, most of, if not all of you, can definitely relate to this. If you have a job that, you know, like definitely cuts you down mentally and it's not where you want to be in life, and you know, you want to do better and you want to blossom better at something that makes you truly, truly happy, something that truly makes you excited to get up in the morning and go to. That has just definitely, that has been my lifelong goal, is to definitely wake up and be excited to be up and be excited to go to whatever job it is in the journalism field. For some people, it's teaching. For some people, it's helping people. You know, maybe it's just walking your dog or walking other people's dogs. I mean, because who doesn't love dogs, right? So, on that note, today's topic, I do have some exciting news. I honestly don't know where this is going to go yet. I'm sure that I'll know, a week from now for sure, hopefully. But it's something to look forward to, and it's definitely something to, ponder on or sleep on even. So I recently, one of the jobs that I applied to, I recently applied for a multimedia reporter position for the News Herald. And the News Herald is based in Willoughby, Ohio. And Willoughby, Ohio isn't too far from the Cleveland area, or the downtown Cleveland. And I would basically be covering Lake Cuyahoga, Geauga counties, and so forth in that area. So I applied for that position, and I had a phone interview not too long ago. Went super, super well, surprisingly. It was one of the first journalism interviews that I've had since I was let go from the Business Journal in Youngstown in a while, and it felt really good. It felt really good to talk to somebody who was interested as to why I love journalism so much and why I want to do this for the rest of my life, and you know, maybe just what skills that I have that would be an asset to this company. And you know, it was a very enlightening interview. You know, she gave me the whole scope about, you know, what would be expected of me and, you know, all of that wonderful stuff. But it was very engaging as well. And, you know, she was just super, the recruiter, she was just a wonderful, wonderful person. And she just sounded truly engaged and excited with everything that I had to say. So I feel good about it. I naturally just feel good about it. So the News Herald, a little bit about the News Herald, based in Willoughby, Ohio. It's a subsidiary of Media News Group. Media News Group, it offers news reporting and third-party advertising and marketing opportunities through its multi-platform products. And that includes web, mobile, tablet, and of course, print. Print is definitely, that has a soft spot in my heart for sure. So Media News Group, it's one of the largest media groups in the United States, and it serves high-value audiences, and it connects advertisers to them, and it also publishes, Media News Group publishes award-winning content, including from roughly 50 Pulitzers, and it amasses and engages a nationwide audience via 800 multimedia platforms, so including web, mobile, social media, and print. And they're basically doing their best to transform the news industry. So just a little bit about Media News Group, which is what the News Herald is a subsidiary of. And there's definitely a lot to think about this job. You know, relocating is definitely a possibility for sure. It's something that Eric and I have talked about, and it's something that could potentially happen in the future if I get this job and if I advance in it the way I want to, maybe. So relocating is definitely looking like it's in the future, regardless. You know, this area, it just kind of feels like a little bit sad and dead to me. And, you know, I gave this area a fair shot, I believe. And, you know, it worked for almost a year. And, you know, I truly thought things were going well, but apparently they weren't. And, you know, that opportunity, unfortunately, was pulled right from underneath of me. So it's definitely this new opportunity in another area, an area that I actually really, really do love, and an area that I am just so passionate and interested in. I really do feel like that would help for sure. And you know, I love this area. You know, Eric and I, you know, we love living in this area for sure. And, you know, we have close family and friends in this area. And it's a lot, it's definitely a lot to think about. Of course, haven't got the job yet, but already the wheels in my mind are creaking, as always. And it's definitely a lot to think about. I know that a lot of my friends from YSU have moved out of this area for their careers, and they seem to be doing very, very well, and they're very happy with them. So maybe I can do it too. I really do think that I could get out of my comfort zone even more than where I think I'm at right now. And, you know, I feel like this job will allow me to do that, and not only get out of my comfort zone and, you know, get out of the area a bit, but I really do feel like it's going to allow me to really sharpen my skills and advance in the journalism world the way I would like to. And there's definitely, you know, I always just always try to get better and be better and improve and figure out what I can improve on when it comes to my career or anything journalism that I'm doing. Nobody's perfect, and I'm certainly not perfect at all. But this, I really feel like this is a good door that could be opened, and that this door could open many others as well. So there's a lot to think about. There's definitely a lot to think about there. And, you know, it's not just the job and it's not just the career or, you know, even like the relocating, it is kind of, but you know, it's truly about just kind of starting fresh again and starting a new story. And, you know, I feel like this could be another one of those, like, you know, life-changing turning points, you know, that I could experience once more. And I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, can definitely relate to that, where you feel like you've reached your peak, but you really haven't. And, you know, you feel like you're going to reach it again, maybe. I don't really know. I really don't know how to explain it, but I feel like that's it. Like, you know, if you haven't reached your peak yet, you know, you will eventually. And that's why I just truly believe that, you know, if a door or multiple doors close on you, you know, there's better ones that can open for you. And I feel like this opportunity for me is one of them. And it's definitely like also an opportunity for me to like, you know, get out and experience, you know, new things and a new areas and new people and new stories. And, you know, that's really what I told this recruiter a couple of days ago. You know, she was asking me, like, you know, why do you love this so much? And why do you love journalism so much? And I told her, I was like, honestly, it's the people. It's people. I swear, like, everybody has their own story. And that's just kind of like why I still get some joy out of the job that I do, because I still talk to people like from all over the US, but it's, I know it's just about their internet or their phone or their cable, but a handful of them do, like, we do have like full on conversations about, you know, careers and, you know, COVID and, you know, the area that they live in and what they like about it and what they love doing. And I get a lot of people like that. It's rare, but I do, when I do, it's, I get at least 5 of those, maybe 10 of those a day. And, you know, people are amazing, you know, not all for sure, but you know, the ones that I have met, and most of them and the people that I've talked to, you know, everybody's definitely got their own little book, you know, kind of like what I'm doing here for sure. Definitely on that note, this podcast, again, if you're listening and, or if you've just started listening and if you've been, you know, if you've shared this, if you've, you know, told people about this, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. You know, I definitely plan to keep this podcast going for sure. Regardless, I may have to alter it a little bit more depending on, you know, schedule changes and what have you, if I get this job. But I definitely, I want to keep it around for as long as I can and possibly even start another one where I can, you know, have locals and people come onto the show and do live interviews, maybe on like a different podcast, not so much my personal BS. But I definitely have a lot of ideas up my sleeve, to stay in journalism for sure. But this is just one of those things that kind of sticks out to me. I just naturally feel good about it. Like I've said before, and, you know, I feel like you definitely only have one life to live. Unfortunately, if I had multiple lives to live, that would be awesome, because maybe then I could accomplish everything that I want to do. But maybe I can in just this one life, but that's another thing that I keep thinking about too. And that's something in mind, all the time for me. It's always in my mind, and it's something that I tell a lot of people. It's like, you know, you got one life, you know, might as well do it. Or, you know, you only got one life, you might as well go do that. Or, you know, take on that career or go to that place that you want to go to. Or, you know, see that friend that you haven't seen in ages, which is something that I'm doing tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow, you know, I am seeing a dear, dear friend of mine, and, you know, it's something that's much needed. And, you know, even for my friends who have, like, moved away, or my friends who have been out of town, Jessica, Sammy, just kidding. I really miss you both. And, I miss a lot of people that I would really love to see again. For sure. People from, you know, college, people from, you know, the workplace, and, you know, so forth. But yeah, one life to live, it's definitely something to think about. And trust me, like, if I think about it too much, it becomes too heavy. For sure. But it's something that I always keep on my mind. And that's just kind of one of the things that comes back to my mind when I think about this job. And I think about, you know, like, the challenges it could bring, you know, the things that I will have to try to overcome again. And, you know, maybe it won't be so bad because I will be back to doing what I truly love doing the most. So, you know, trying to think about, you know, getting the job first and seeing if I do get the job, but afterward, you know, thinking about, you know, relocating and thinking about, you know, really getting out there and experiencing something new. Haven't really experienced, like, anything new in the past few months. I feel like I've just been kind of, like, stuck at home. You know, Eric and I have been trying to get out as much as we can on the weekends. We've been trying to go to places that we want to go to, places that we've never even been together before. And, you know, that's definitely really important to me for sure. But, you know, anything new, in regards to, like, the whole career and jobs and, like, what I went to school for, nothing, like, up until now. So, I've had other interviews, I've had other opportunities, but there's just been no follow-up. I feel like there's a reason for that. And I feel like there's a reason why this interview went so well. And I feel like there's a reason, you know, like, why they want to schedule a second one with me. The last time, ironically, the last time a publication scheduled a second interview with me, I was hired on the spot. So we'll see if I've kept that same blessing, if I've kept that same luck with me this time around. I think that would be pretty cool to go to a second interview and be like, you know, you're hired, you're gonna do this, and you're gonna love it, hopefully. So I guess that's just my message for today. You definitely only live one life, and you definitely have to be okay sometimes to get out of your comfort zone, and you definitely have to be okay to take on new challenges, because you just never know. I feel like if you stay anchored in one place for too long, it's not gonna pan out so well, or it's just gonna get old and boring, like in my case, and you'll just thirst for something new and for something more, something that, you know, will allow you to blossom further in life and into, like, what your passions are. And you know, that's something that I keep in mind definitely when I think about this new job opportunity, this potential new position. And yeah, living one life, it is been really great for me so far. It's been a crazy ride. It's definitely far from over. You know, I definitely have a lot of goals and dreams that I want to accomplish in the next couple of years and long term for sure. But, you know, we'll see how that carousel ride goes for sure. But anyway, I hope that all of you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I hope that you all stay safe and healthy, and you know, that you keep smiling. And I hope that you guys fill your hearts in any way that you can and live your best life. Keep smiling. Live your best life, because you only got one. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye.